With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time, San Diego.
Oh, what time is it? Time to kick it!
Time for Gwen and Chris to help you close out your day.
I guess I've been working so hard, I forgot what it's like to be hard at work.
Time for you to forget about who stole your lunch at work.
This is it! This is it! Right here, right now!
Time for you to lock in on sports. Featuring Tony Gwynn Jr.
I'm waiting for a girl like you.
I will never know what song it is you singing it.
Foreigner.
Yeah,
it's a great one. But
you didn't make it sound anything like that.
And Chris Ello.
This is a conversation you simply do not belong in.
Gwen and Chris are on the air on 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, top of the hour to you. Welcome back to Gwen and Chris. 4:00.
401 now.
Now it's 401.
Yeah,
I was waiting for 401. All right, we are underway with hour number 2 of a 3-hour program today. Tony Gwynn Jr. had to take care of a few things. He'll be back with us in about 15 minutes, and will join us through our Big 5 coming up at the bottom of the hour. Wanted to thank once again AJ Cassavell from MLB.com. He joined us on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. I was a little surprised that AJ Cassavell said he doesn't expect one of the Padres' top prospects to be traded here in the next few days. By the way, while we're talking about this, I wanted to give out the phone numbers because we're going to do some Chris versus the fans here in a couple minutes. 833-288-0973. We do have a couple of lines open, and your chance to qualify for that Las Vegas trip. Play a little trivia with us in this segment. As Scraby mentioned yesterday, we were off for a couple of weeks, so there are going to be less people qualifying this month than most months. So this is a pretty good time to try and call in. See if you can't win a round of Chris versus the Fan and get qualified for a chance to get that Vegas trip. Like I said, 833-288-0973. We have a couple of lines open. But what I was going to say, Scraby, is that if you don't trade one of your top four prospects, it seems very clear to me that you're not going to be able to land a big fish in the trade market. I mean, in order to land a big fish in the trade market, you're going to have to trade the contract and Eric Hosmer, or the contract and Will Myers, and one of your top prospects. That's what everybody seems to be indicating at this point. And if they don't do that, they may have to settle for something less than a superstar in return. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. I just say it was an interesting answer from AJ Cassavell. We'll see if he's right.
Yeah, especially since everybody else is saying the opposite, that one of the four is going if Eric Hosmer goes or if Will Myers goes.
In order to get Joey Gallo, the Texas Rangers are probably going to ask for one of those big name prospects, and along with a Hosmer and a contract. So
I don't think we're taking into account how much Joey Gallo has said. I mean, I know it's all said in public, but he said many times he wants to be a Ranger for a long time.
Yeah,
and he does not want to leave Texas.
Well,
so
John Heyman tweeted out today, quote, or his tweet, there's currently no traction in Joey Gallo contract talks. So trade talks continue. Blue Jays, Yankees, even Red Sox are among possibilities. Hard to see the Padres squeezing him in at this point, but they are a hard team to predict. So that's John Heyman's take on it.
And they are a hard team to predict.
Yes, they are.
No one said anything about Adam Frazier until the trade was announced.
That's right. That's right. A lot of names were mentioned, but nobody mentioned Adam Frazier until he was on the Padres. And if you're wondering about Eric Hosmer, he is indeed in the starting lineup tonight, batting fifth and playing first base. Frazier will make his Padre debut in left field. Tommy Pham will move to right field. Will Myers gets a seat on the bench tonight. At least at the beginning with the Padre lineup that was released about a half an hour ago. All right, Padres and A's coming up with the pregame show around 6 o'clock. First pitch shortly after 7. Time now for Chris versus the fans.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself...
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, what we're playing for is a chance to qualify to win our grand prize, a two-night stay at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino, a round of golf or two. Scraby, that's right up your alley.
That is right up my alley.
And a $250 food and beverage credit, legendary Vegas fun. So you have to win the game. Most of you are familiar with the rules, but just in case you're not, here they are.
You have to make it through three questions. Each question is going to get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. I got to say, over the break when we weren't doing a show, I watched 8 Mile for the first time in probably like 5 years. That is a solid movie.
It's a solid song, I'll say that.
You don't like the movie?
I don't think I've ever seen the movie.
You should watch the movie.
Don't think I've ever seen it.
I think you will like Eminem in that movie.
Yeah.
He's actually a pretty good actor,
all right.
I have to say.
All right.
And it's a story of struggle to triumph.
I might try to might give it a shot some night.
All right. All right. Here we go.
I'll go ahead and make that... That claim, at least.
Yeah, okay, you can make the claim. I'm good with that, as long as you didn't shoot it down or anything.
Didn't shoot it down entirely.
All right, let's start with our first contestant, Alex. What's going on, Alex? How are you doing today?
Hey, what's up, Chris?
Hey,
what's
Alex.
Up, hey,
Chris, you gotta check out the movie, man. That's a good one.
Oh, it's a good one, he says. It's a good one. 8 Mile.
8 Mile. Okay, I got 2 votes for 8 Mile.
Yes, we got 2 votes. I'm sure everyone is going to vote up on 8 Mile. All right, Alex, have you ever played before?
Yes, I have.
Okay, perfect. So let's get to question number one. Who won the Stanley Cup this season?
The Tampa Bay Lightning.
Good enough.
Nice.
Yeah, very good.
I always like to put that in there because then it's kind of fun because I would have forgotten until I looked it up.
I'm just glad I got the first one right.
You're good, Alex.
You're good, Alex.
Nicely done.
Here we go. Question number two. Ooh, this one's a tough one. What city were the Utah Jazz playing in when their game was the first NBA game to be postponed due to COVID-19? What city were they playing in?
Oh, man. I'm going to go. I remember the guy made a joke in the press conference. He ended up COVID because after that game.
Yes, he did. Do you know the city?
Phoenix? Maybe
Phoenix. Good guess, Chris. You know,
it's not really a good guess.
He's mental. No, I'll tell you why it's a good guess though.
I think it was Oklahoma City.
Oh.
And the reason I said it was a good guess because it's same colors, color scheme, orange. Oklahoma City orange. Thank you, Alex.
All right.
Hey, no problem.
Thanks for giving it a shot. Giving it another shot tomorrow, Alex.
What'd you say, Alex?
We got to keep Hosmer and Myers, man. Stick with who we got. We're going to do it, man. I feel it.
All right. Vote to keep them both, says Alex.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you, Alex.
No, that is good. We don't get many phone calls saying keep both those guys.
No, we don't get any phone calls saying keep both those guys.
So I love the opinion. Thank you, Alex. All right, let's move on to our next caller, Cesar. What's going on, Cesar?
Forget the lotto. I'll get the 7 digits from your mother for $1 tomorrow.
Yeah! Oh! Drop the mic! Chris is looking at me like, what is that?
I'm lost.
Hello.
That is from 8 Mile. And I could do that. Everybody from the 313. Never mind. Okay. I get pumped up.
You'll
for
have
that
to censor
movie.
It after that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's why I stopped.
8 Mile right. getting a lot of love right now.
Yeah, 8 Mile's getting a it's well
it's a
deserved
good
love. All right, here we go. Cesar, question number one. What's the name of the stadium the Braves currently play in?
SunTried Stadium.
SunTried Stadium.
Trust.
Yeah, I think he had it.
Chris, wow. Do you know the answer?
You're not giving it to him?
Because it's not the answer.
Oh. They don't play at SunTrust Stadium anymore?
They do not.
Oh. I have no idea. What do they play at?
They play at Truist Park.
Truist Park?
Yes, I said it like 97,000 times last week while they were in Atlanta. So Truist Park.
Trust in there.
No, it used to be SunTrust, and then they changed
yeah,
it recently.
When did they change it? Like last week?
Maybe before the year, but it's definitely Truist Park because I said it a lot.
All right.
Hopefully.
Doesn't mean you were saying it right.
Yeah, that's true. Right. That's true, but no one corrected me. So.
Okay.
All right, here we go, Cesar. Question number
good
two.
Good news for Cesar. He's
yes,
still alive.
Yes, that is. Woo-hoo! There are five colors that make up the Olympic rings. Name three of the five.
Red, yellow, blue.
Correct! Chris, can you name the other two?
Black and gold.
Not gold.
Black and green.
Green.
Green, yes. But it doesn't matter because Cesar is moving on to question number three. Wow, good job, Cesar. Here we go. Ooh, this one is a tough one. Before Shohei Ohtani, last night, stole a base. Who was the last Angels pitcher to steal a base in a home game?
In a home game?
In a home game.
How the hell would anybody know that?
It was said last night on... So I put it in there because I thought it was a great question.
I think you're in pretty good shape here, Cesar. I don't think there's any way I could get it.
I'll go with ex-Padre, former Angel, Jared Weaver.
Jared Weaver.
Jared Weaver. Incorrect.
Colin Lanky?
He is. What about, Chris, what are you thinking here?
I'm thinking Frank Tanana.
Tanana? Is that a real guy?
Yeah, he was a great pitcher for the Angels back in the Nolan Ryan era, the early 70s, and I think that's about when we have to go back to get this right. So
Frank Tananer.
Tanana.
Tanana.
Yay, Cesar's
Cesar.
A winner.
Wow.
Man,
right.
That was a crazy question. Who was the
you
answer?
You said his name.
I did?
Nolan Ryan.
It was Nolan Ryan?
1972.
Ah, I got off of Nolan Ryan. I just went with Frank Tanana instead. Yeah. He was the second pitcher on that staff.
Yes, I figured, thank you, Cesar. I'm going to put you on hold. Stay right there.
Nice going, Cesar.
I figured that if we're going to ask the question, no one was going to know, so they might just throw out the other most famous Angel pitcher of all time.
Well, you figure if it was at a home game, it had to be before 1973, which when the designated hitter came into being.
Oh, didn't
and
even think
so
about that.
That's why I guessed Frank Tanana, because he and Nolan Ryan were the two big pitchers on that staff. But I didn't. I went with the wrong guy. I should have gone with the obvious choice. Instead, I went with the other one.
So, all right, Cesar wins, and
Cesar
we all
cashes
win.
In on that. Nicely done, Cesar. All right, good work. Cesar has qualified for a chance to win the grand prize, 2-night stay at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino. You'll get your chance tomorrow at 4:00 when we play another round of Chris versus the Fans. We will take a quick break here. When we come back, you'll never believe what is only 9 days away. Tony Gwynn Jr. rejoins. We'll talk about it next as Gwynn and Chris continues on 97.3 The Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back in. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Mr. Scraby, Gwynn and Chris on 97.3 The Fan. Want to remind you to listen to us this Friday for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Rolling Stones in concert. They're going to be at SoFi Stadium on Sunday, October 17th. Tickets go on sale this Friday, 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com, but you can win a pair just by making sure you are tuned to this station on Friday, a chance to grab a pair of tickets to see the Rolling Stones. That's exciting. But you know what else is exciting, Tony Gwynn Jr.?
What's that?
We are currently, unbelievable, 9 days away from the first exhibition pro football game. And I always say exhibition game. They don't like that word in the National Football League. They like preseason.
It's exhibition.
But it's an exhibition, and I'm calling it what it is. But the fact of the matter is, August 5th, the Hall of Fame game, the Dallas Cowboys and the Pittsburgh Steelers. I can't believe we're 9 days away from having some pro football.
It's crazy, right?
I mean,
I've been so locked into baseball season. Football season has crept up on us very quickly,
really,
and there
fast.
Are some great storylines out there for this season too.
It's going to be great. I tell you, I was watching the Olympics the other night, and I saw some rugby. And the first thing I thought of after watching a couple of minutes of rugby is, thank goodness I'm not from South Africa or somewhere where I have to watch rugby all the time. That's a ridiculous sport. Yes, it's physical, but it's not the National Football League that I get to love and enjoy every Sunday and Monday night. So we're lucky here to have football. And you're right, it is going to be a crazy year. Some crazy storylines, and I think they kind of surround, you know, Aaron Rodgers, first of all, Tony,
yeah.
And
yeah.
the fact that he's going to relent, I guess. I don't know that relent's the word. He's going to get his way and get to go back to the Green Bay Packers for one more year. What do you think of this whole thing? I know you and I are mostly on the side of athletes in these kinds of situations. Aaron Rodgers took it all the way to the wall with the Packers, that's for sure.
He did, and I don't know that he's getting his way, because if he had his way, he would not be a Packer right now.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I think he had to find some middle ground here, because he was about to start getting fined a bunch of money. And as much as guys say, I'll pay the fine, that money starts to stack up on you. You start thinking about all the money that you're losing every time you get fined. It's because they're in like the five figures. You know,
yeah.
That's like 20 grand a week or whatever.
So after like a couple of weeks of that would actually start to make a dent.
That starts to add up a little bit.
Yeah.
And so he came to a compromise. It seems like the 2022 year, I believe, is voided now.
Yeah.
And so he becomes a free agent after this year. They can't tag him. They can't do any of that. And so he put himself in a position, although he'll have to wear it for the year, where he can pick his destination. Who does that sound like?
That sounds like any great athlete that wants to finish up their career in a big-time situation and win another
right.
Super Bowl. And I'm thinking of maybe Tom Brady.
Tom Brady, exactly.
Yeah, it does sound
like
Tom
Brady.
Very
so
much like Tom Brady.
He's so. Got the situation that he likes. And the question will be how the team reacts, right? Because we've focused so much on Aaron Rodgers and what he wants. Versus what the Green Bay Packers want, but there's a bunch of other individuals in that locker room that they all have to, in football especially, you all have to be on the same accord in order to be a good team. This team was one win away from a Super Bowl last year. Tom Brady ran and got in their way. And so this team is going to be plenty good enough, that's for sure. They've added some things as well. Remember, they spent pretty much a draft and offseason trying to convince Aaron Rodgers to come back. So there's more there in the cupboard than there was last year, so we'll see how this year plays out. But that's certainly got to be one of the biggest storylines in the NFL for sure. I think the other one I'm thinking about is how does Odell Beckham fit into what turned into a pretty good Cleveland Browns team?
When he left. When he was
right.
hurt, yeah.
They were mediocre. They were about 500 when he got hurt, and then they took off thereafter. So can he fit into that squad and help them become an even better team?
Yeah, you can't go anywhere without hearing the Cleveland Browns mentioned as a possible Super Bowl team this year. I think what people are looking at is the way they finished up last season, the beating they put on the Pittsburgh Steelers in the first round of the playoffs, and the fact that they were maybe one questionable call away from being right there at the wire with the Kansas City Chiefs in that divisional playoff game. Recall the touchdown that maybe wasn't a touchdown that never got looked at on instant replay, and Cleveland fans were upset about that. But that's how close Cleveland was to taking out Kansas City. So the next logical step, you know, is, hey, if the Browns can compete with Kansas City, they can compete with anybody in the AFC. You know what's interesting? The Browns opened the season this year in Kansas City. That's their first game. Yes. The NFL has a way of setting those things up somehow. But we'll find out about the Browns right away. I'll tell you that. If they go into Kansas City in week one and they knock off the Chiefs, they're going to really have a target on their back. And I always think that's the big thing.
Yeah.
When a team ascends to the next level, which the Browns have done, the question is, how will they play with a target on their back? Because it's always different, Tony. You know that as an athlete. Teams prepare differently. No way you're going to get any less than anybody's best when you play them on Sunday if you're the Browns.
That's a fact. And you know, it's funny. The Padres are experiencing that this year, right?
Aren't they?
They are now not hunting. They are being hunted because they're at the top of the people will perceive them as being at the top of the food chain. So it'll be the same thing for the Browns. Teams, this won't be the lowly Browns coming into town. This will be a team that most people, my guess is, will have predicted as being at the top or one of the top teams in the NFL. So they'll be getting everybody's best shot. But I tell you what, if you are the Browns and you're opening up in Kansas City, that might be the best time to catch them.
Yeah.
Is early in the season before they start getting into a groove of things because, you know, that team, they seem to get better as the year goes on. And that's when they become a little bit tougher. So that might be a good thing, the Browns get them early.
It's a big chance for the Browns right off the bat to open the season in Kansas City. All right, a little NFL talk there to tide you over. But as we mentioned, just 9 days until the first, exhibition game, my friends. Don't fall for the word preseason. It's far from that, but it's still going to be National Football League, and it's coming right around the corner. We'll take a quick break. Coming around the corner on this program is our Big Five. Scraby takes over the program next. Gwynn and Chris on 97.3 The Fan. All right, welcome back to the program. 4:32 is the time. Chris Ella, Tony Gwynn Jr., Gwynn and Chris on 97.3 The Fan. This hour on 97.3 The Fan, brought to you by Azusa Pacific University in San Diego. Career opportunities in education, nursing, and psychology are thriving. Azusa Pacific University San Diego Regional Campus helps you chart your course for success. In-school learning starts this fall. Learn more at apu.edu/San Diego. Be bold.
step forward. Speaking to you, Scraby. Speaking to you,
I could
Scraby.
Never. I appreciate nurses. I could never be a nurse, ever. So I appreciate
I don't
people.
Know that anybody would necessarily want you as their nurse. Although you are a very caring person, honestly.
Sometimes.
No, I think you are. I think at heart you actually are.
At heart.
Yeah. You can't always pull it off. But you'd but like...
Deep down.
Yeah, deep down, you'd like to be a caring person. Still to come on the program after our Big Five. Of course, we'll have the 5 o'clock hour. We'll hear from Jace Tingler, his pregame press conference, some of the highlights from that. Also, still ahead at around 5:15 today. Don't miss it. Scraby's Olympic Magazine. You know, we did some research on that. A lot of people actually...
A lot?
Well, a few.
Okay.
A few people actually emailed me, texted me, tweeted me, whatever, that music was... written or produced in some way by John Williams.
So the actual
the
recording
guy from Star
is,
Wars.
The actual recording is, but maybe the song was made by someone else.
Right. I think that's what it was. It was very convoluted, but we looked it up yesterday and found it was some guy from France who actually originated that
Leo
theme song.
Leo Arnaud.
Yes. But John Williams, the famous Star Wars composer, did have quite a bit to do with that music as well.
It does. The beginning sounds like Star Wars.
It sounds like something that like John Williams would come up with. It's okay.
It does. I love this. I love it. I don't know
I know
why.
You do. You love that more than the Olympics themselves. But Scraby's Olympic Magazine comes up at 5:15. It will not include any results of any of the events that took place that you may watch on TV tonight. So you don't have to worry about that. But fun stuff from the Olympic. Actually, kind of serious matters today regarding Simone Biles, the great American gymnast. But we'll go through all of that a little bit later in the program. Right now, let's check traffic and then get into the Big Five.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time to embark on a twisting and turning journey through sports. A strange journey.
What can I do? How can I reverse this?
Sit back, relax, and ignore that last part if you're driving. Always have your hands at 10 and 2 with 97.3 on your radio. Gwen and Chris go through the best of the rest of the day. The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
And the Big Five is brought to you by Penske Lincoln in La Mesa. Good looks, elegance, sophistication. That is what it's like to drive a Lincoln. And Penske Lincoln in La Mesa makes it uncomplicated and easy. Penske Lincoln, 8850 Grossmont Boulevard. Chris, your hand is in the air.
Yes, which of the three of us actually drive with our hands at 10 and 2 on the steering wheel at all times?
At all times?
Yeah.
I do maybe 50% of the time.
50% of the time?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, I do.
I drive with my hand on 6.
On 6? That's not... Yeah. You know, I've driven with Chris before. It was a scary situation.
Oh, get out of here. It was not.
It was. We were driving through New York, and we were going back to the airport after Cooperstown, and I was like, I was going to take a nap, but I don't know if that's going to be my last time I ever close my eyes.
I've been in no accidents that I...
can ever recall. I don't believe you're in any harm's way. Tony, are you a 10-2 guy, or be honest?
You know, occasionally when I'm, you know, no music, I have thoughts that cross my mind that will enact me putting my hand on 10-2. Oh.
Yeah.
But most of the time, I'm like a, where do I put my hand most of the time? I'm kind of a 6 guy sometimes. I'm also kind of a 12 guy sometimes.
Yeah, I'm a 12.05. Maybe 12.05. Not straight up and down. There,
I think I
right.
Could
be yeah. 12.05 sounds about right, yeah. For sure.
Definitely not 10-2.
In my car, though.
I honestly don't think I could drive if my hands were at 10-2.
This,
I think I would struggle.
What? You would struggle with driving correctly.
I would struggle with driving correctly.
Because in my car, I have a little like ledge that is perfect for me to hold the wheel at 9. Okay. Or then I just drive with my knees and play phone games or something. No, I'm just kidding.
Now that we've said all that, don't listen to us and put your hands at 10-2 anyway.
Yes, I don't. Oh, I see what you're doing. It was in the open. That's where we're getting it from.
Yes, it was in the open. That's where I came up with it.
All right.
Sure.
Number 5.
Well, it's good to be a major league shortstop for a few reasons. It's a flashy position, and you can get paid a lot of money to play it. Both Fernando Tatis Jr. and Mets' Francisco Lindor signed $300 million-plus contracts before this year, and according to Ken Rosenthal of The Athletic, National shortstop Trey Turner turned down an extension before Lindor signed his big deal. Turner has one more year of arbitration, then is an unrestricted free agent. Tony, is Trey Turner worth a 10-plus year, $300-plus million contract?
Yeah. Nah. I mean, 10 years, yeah, he's young enough. 300 mil, he's right there. If he's not there, he's close. That's the kind of player he has the potential to be. I think he's shown that through the course of his stay in Washington. He has been a really good shortstop, and I think he gets overshadowed because he's not maybe as flashy or doesn't have this big bright smile. He just kind of goes and plays, but we saw him here in San Diego. The man is a baller. So if he's not 300, he's not far behind it, I don't think.
Chris, what do you think? Is Trey Turner worth a 10-plus year, $300-plus million contract?
I think he is. Not only that, I think he'll get it. And I think the team he'll get it with, I'm predicting now, is the New York Yankees. I think that they're going to bring Trey Turner in, make a huge run at him in the offseason, and try to make him not the next Derek Jeter, but at least the guy that fills in at that spot for the next 10 years. I think he's good enough. He's got as many cycles in his career as the Padres have in franchise history. He's at least a 2020 guy already this season, on his way to 30-30. He's that type of player, power, speed, doubles, triples, extra bases, plays defense, makes all the plays, runs the bases. Yeah, I think he's that type of player, and I think the Yankees are the team that's going to get him.
Chris, do you think Trey Turner drives with his hands at 10-2?
No, I do not.
Okay.
He's too busy fielding offers on his cell phone.
That's true.
For his next contract.
Number 4.
Shohei Ohtani struck out his 100th batter of the season last night for the Angels against those Rockies. Those strikeouts also pair with his 35 home runs so far this season, and Angels manager Joe Maddon was asked if Ohtani was the MVP, and he said, quote, "To me, it's not even close. When people talk about it being close, it's not. It's not. What he's doing is so unique, it's just so different compared to anybody else right now," end quote. Some say Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is pretty impressive as well. He's in the mix for the Triple Crown in the American League, and he's like 50 days younger than Fernando Tatis Jr. So, Chris, has Shohei Ohtani already won MVP?
Well, I got to be honest with you and say that I don't believe he's already won it, even though I think he should win it, and I agree with Joe Maddon. I don't think it's really all that close, but if Vladimir Guerrero Jr. wins the Triple Crown, it's going to be hard not to vote for that. And, I mean, considering that's something that rarely happens in the American League, I know Cabrera did it, and before that you have to go back to the 1960s, Carl Yastrzemski. But what Shohei Ohtani is doing really has never been done. right? I mean, you know, I know the Babe Ruth comparison, but that's not even a comparison. I mean, this is a different time and age in baseball, and you look at what Ohtani did just in the game last night against the Rockies. He had a strikeout in the top of the first inning. He flagged down a hard ground ball and turned it into an out. Then he came to bat and had an RBI single. Then he stole second. Then he sped around from second and scored on a bloop hit. He did all of those things in the first inning. There's nobody in baseball coming anywhere close to doing all of those things in the first inning or in any game. So I agree with Joe Maddon, but to answer your question, you know, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. could win the Triple Crown and take some votes away from him.
Tony, is Shohei Ohtani already the AL MVP?
It's going to take a Triple Crown in order to possibly knock it down. Here's the thing. What Shohei's doing is unique to himself in Babe Ruth. But it's good for a one-time ticket to an MVP, right? Mm-hmm. Once we've seen this, unless he improves on it from where it is now, I don't know that it's something that the voters are going to continue to give credit. I think they're giving credit to it right now because we've never seen it be done. But I don't know that it's a something that down the line we're going to look at the same way in following years. That's just kind of how it goes. It's kind of like Russell Westbrook averaging a triple-double. The first year he did it, it was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. Well, he just redid it again. Did we talk about it as much? No, we didn't. And so I think it'll be the same thing. But I to answer the question, I think he has won this year already. And the only way it doesn't happen, and it's still not even a guarantee, if Vlad Jr. gets the Triple Crown, that Shohei still won't win it. But I think he's all but got it locked up.
So he's almost a victim of his own success. It's kind of sad.
Shohei?
Yeah.
No, not yet. He's not
yet.
Oh, yeah. Well, once he wins next year, he's got to, like, what, strike out 200 and hit 70 home runs?
I mean, Chris can attest to this more because he watched MJ in Chicago. The bar just keeps pushed higher and higher because of it. It's like LeBron James. He should be the MVP, not this year, maybe, but almost every year he could be the MVP. But the bar he keeps pushing is so high that we'll look elsewhere for somebody else who hasn't done it at that level yet. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of how it works.
Yeah.
He's right on.
Number three.
We were off the last couple weeks, so we did not get to talk about this. Alabama quarterback Bryce Young is cashing in on the new NCAA rules allowing athletes to profit off their name. Now, Alabama head coach and Chris's favorite college football coach, Nick Saban, spoke to a group of Texas high school coaches and said that, quote, the guy hasn't even played yet. He's talking about Bryce Young. But that doesn't stop sponsors. According to Saban, right now, Bryce Young is looking at seven figures before he's even been named the starter or he's even played a game. Tony, $1 million for a guy who hasn't played nor been named the starter. What do you think about this?
Good for him. That was the whole purpose.
I knew that was going to be the answer.
That's the whole purpose of
this. What you asking for?
Yeah, that's the whole purpose.
Both of you.
That's the whole purpose of this thing, right? I mean, he's going to make a good money, and it's based off of his name and where he plays. I think the most interesting part is not that he's making $1 million. That was only a matter of time before that was the case. He plays quarterback for the Alabama Crimson Tide. So, I mean, it's a no-brainer. But I think it's interesting, though, that is now going to be a part of the pitch for schools and recruiting.
Good point.
Like, the brand is now important again. It was starting to fade, right? It was, you didn't necessarily, the reason why some of the bigger programs that, you know, were huge when I was growing up aren't huge is because they fell out of favor. But now brand matters again. So you're going to be able to, as a top recruit, that's going to be good, you're going to be able to add a little more value to your name based on where you go to school. It's going to look a little different if you go, let's say, USC versus, I don't know,
Utah Pitt. State. Or
yeah,
Pitt.
Or Utah State. Like, you're not going to get the same type of deal. So, not a surprise that a quarterback, especially, at Alabama is worth getting something close to around $1 million. That's not a surprise at all. And good for him.
It would seem like the going rate for the quarterback of Alabama, honestly. I mean, right, just about $1 million. I thought the most interesting thing, and you're right, this happened a week or so ago, but Nick Saban was kind of shaking his head in disgust.
He was. That's why
as
I'm
he was
up.
Saying this. And I thought that was kind of rich because Nick Saban's making
a lot of
seven figures.
He does.
And who is he to, you know, shake his head at the fact that somebody else, you know, in his circle is making, you know, money now? I mean, Nick Saban has been in a dominating position his entire career in college. As a matter of fact, one of the things Nick Saban couldn't handle when he was an NFL coach was the fact that the guys he was coaching were making more money than he was, or as much money as he was.
Is that a fact, or is that Chris Ello?
I think it's something that was contributed to the fact that he didn't lord over the Miami Dolphins the same way he's been able to lord over the Alabama football program.
Oh, now the tide's turning a little
bit. But guess what?
Intended.
Yes, Nick, the tide, the crimson tide, as it were, is turning a little bit now. And these guys are going to have a little bit of say in what goes on, and Nick Saban's going to have to, you know, give up a little of his power, and I don't think he likes that. So, but as far as the kid's concerned, you know, this landmark decision is a landmark decision for a reason. It's going to change the face of college sports forever, especially college football, and this is one of the examples of that happening. It's not going to go back anytime soon.
I wonder if the school is even allowed to be like, hey, here, this is what this guy made in endorsements. Or if that's just something that is going to have to be an unofficial part of the pitch.
I mean, already I've seen... I don't know if
there's like collaborations with schools.
Oh.
And like, so they definitely do that. I don't know if all of them are like that.
Yeah. I've already seen you know, some tweets out there from people in San Diego. I don't know how honest they are about these tweets. But basically saying, straight up, if any five-star recruit signs to San Diego State to play basketball, I'll work a deal with them for $1 million.
Oh.
I mean, I'm just saying, I think you're going to get this kind of thing coming out as, you know, this whole process develops. And, yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if some big money alum in San Diego says, hey, let's get some of these great players out here, and I'll pony up for it.
Who's the richest San Diego State alum we could think of? Tony Gwynn Jr.
Don't look this way. Not even close, buddy.
The richest we can think of.
Probably
like
the chancellor or something like that.
I don't know. But I'm just saying, there's somebody that owns a business somewhere in San Diego that went to San Diego State that wouldn't mind supporting the fact that a couple of five-star athletes came and played for Brian Dutcher's team. So
very nice.
I think you're going to see this happening all over America.
Number two.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers head coach Bruce Arians is back at training camp, and he is back to being angry with reporters. I looked all over about for this audio, and I couldn't find good enough audio to air because it was all like not connected to the microphone system. But he was asked about why his players weren't wearing the proper wristbands at practice. And I guess you need certain color wristbands to determine who's vaccinated and who's not. And here's his answer to the reporter. And since I can't find it, I'm going to do it my best Bruce Arians.
Give it a shot.
If I give you some information, at least know the bleeping rules before you put it in the press. Red and yellow bands. They don't have to wear them at practice. That's for indoors. I've got to read that bleep that we should be fined for red and yellow bands because they ain't got them on at practice. That's bull bleep. If we're going to report bleep, make sure it's bleeping right.
End quote. Word.
Very good, Bruce.
I think I was
good for you, Bruce.
I think I was a little bit more angry than he was.
No, he sounded all right. Very good.
But Chris, I know that you guys are saying that he's spot on, but how much swearing is too much swearing?
About that bleeping much.
Okay.
I think he was right at the level there. Right at the
threshold.
Edge. He was at the threshold. I think he can make his point without so much swearing. He does have to remember that there are some young Buccaneer fans out there that probably shouldn't be hearing all of those things. But he was upset. So I guess he wanted to make his point. I think the more interesting thing here is the fact that people in the media do need to get their facts right once in a while.
Get it right.
You know, I mean, it would just be nice. I know we accept that now in this day and age.
Yes, we do.
We accept it a lot more than we used to accept it.
All right.
And I think that's too bad because, you know, getting things right rather than getting things first That's gone out the window. It's all about getting things first and getting it out there in the Twitterverse and not really checking whether or not it might be correct. And I think that's what really had Bruce Arians upset. And for that, I agree with him.
Anybody can send a tweet that says, sources are telling me this person is going to be traded. And then when it doesn't come true, oh, it just fell apart. I don't know what happened to it. Tony, how much swearing is too much swearing?
You know, you should limit the swearing. It's not. But I get it. I get Bruce's
frustration,
irritation, and frustration. Like, you already know that the whole vax thing is a hot button issue.
Oh yeah, especially in Tampa.
You can't misreport it, especially in Tampa. You can't misreport it, right? They have to wear wristbands when they're in the building to distinguish who's vax, who's not. On the field, they don't. So as a reporter, when you go in to ask questions, it's probably information you should have right. Especially if you're going to be putting it out there otherwise, right? That, because basically, the way Bruce reacted to it insinuated that somebody reported that Tampa Bay players were walking around with no wristbands on and they were supposed to. Yeah. And they were breaking rules. And so who does that make look bad? That makes the players look bad. That makes Bruce look bad. That makes the organization look bad. Only to find out that that wasn't the case. They don't have to wear them outside. And so I would be kind of furious, too. I'm sure that probably, based on his reaction, wasn't the first time he had this conversation or tried to clarify it.
And we hear the blow up, but we don't hear all of the times he has to deal with incorrect questions and information, you know, throughout the week, throughout the course of, you know, the month, the season. We hear the blow up
just
when
get
he
it
finally
right.
had enough. Yeah. And he's right. I mean, these reporters in general have got to start getting things right more often.
Hey, but you know what?
It's
mainly our fault because as the consumers, we've
You're right.
accepted it.
Yeah,
we've accepted that it's wrong sometimes and more frequently than it used to be because there's a race to be first.
Last one real quick because we're running out of time. The according to Shams Charania of The Athletic, the Lakers and Sacramento Kings have discussed a deal centered around guard Buddy Hield. Lakers forward Kyle Kuzma would be involved in a potential package, per sources. The Lakers have received interest from several teams regarding Kuzma, sources said. Tony, would you make that trade?
Yes, indeed. I would make the trade for Buddy Hield. Padres. The Lakers need some shooting. Buddy is a fantastic shooter. Doesn't address all the problems, but it certainly addresses that one. I will take Buddy Hield in a minute.
Chris?
I know Buddy Hield's having a nice pro career. I go back to when he was at Oklahoma and he was unstoppable and he took them to the Final Four basically on his shooting alone. He's an absolute must guard 3-point threat.
Yeah.
Whereas Kyle Kuzma is a absolutely must guard 3-point threat every game or two. And that's the difference between the two guys. I mean, Buddy Hield, you've got to design a defense that accounts for Buddy Hield at all times. And if you have to do that, you're obviously leaving more openings for LeBron James and Anthony Davis. So, yeah, if I'm the Lakers, I'm pulling that off.
All right, that's it for the Big Five. When we get back, we're going to find out whether or not Adam Frazier, what his role is going to be tonight. We're going to hear from Jay Stengler coming up next, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.